that kind of conversation between the soul. That's conversation between the soul and the mind.
Hello, American Prestige listeners. It's Derek. I am joined, as always, by my friend and co-host, Danny Bessner. And we are very lucky to welcome to the show today Ryan Grimm from The Intercept. He is the author of The Squad, AOC, and The Hope of a Political Revolution. But we're going to be talking about a story that he wrote at The Intercept with Jeremy Scahill and Daniel Boguslaw, Between the Hammer and the Anvil, the story behind the New York Times October 7th expose. We'll have links to all of these things in the show description. But Ryan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
I know we foisted this on you in short notice, so we're doubly appreciative of your time.
Yeah, I moved you around, and we're still good, so everything works.
Let's just say we've heard each other, and it's all good now. We've gotten past it. Yes. It's water under the bridge. So let's just get right into it. And maybe we could start with, for people who may not somehow be familiar with the New York Times story, can you just sort of lay out the context for it, what it said and the moment in which it was published and in you know, the context of what's going on in Gaza? Just kind of give people the basic background.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to start with December 4th, New York Times article that accompanied an Israeli press conference with Sheryl Sandberg at the UN on the same day. If you want to start there, or we could just talk about the article. What's your preference?
No, I think the Sandberg thing, let's bring it all in. Let's just help people understand why the article was so important when it was published in that moment that it came out.
These are all linked together. And the article is written by three people: Jeffrey Gettleman, a globe-trotting, big, star international correspondent for the New York Times, who flew into Israel to report on the piece with Adam Sella, a young, basically kind of a food blogger, who was brought on to be basically a news assistant at the New York Times Jerusalem bureau, and then his uncle's partner, Anat Schwartz, who's a filmmaker, an Israeli filmmaker, and so the three of them are the ones that did the reporting for this December 4th article, and then the one that became super famous at the end of December. But the one on 12/4 is really important because this trio spent, about a month, reporting on the question of what do we know about sexual violence on October 7th. That was actually almost verbatim the headline of their December 4th article, which coincided with this event that included the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York, and Sheryl Sandberg. And these three women went to the United Nations and held this press conference demanding that feminist organizations around the world atone for their refusal to condemn Hamas's weaponization of rape on October 7th and to express their outrage at the UN and women's organizations around the world for their silence. At the same time, this article is published in the New York Times. Sheryl Sandberg penned a column for CNN making these same claims. Sheryl Sandberg is heavily quoted in the New York Times article. And the next day, Benjamin Netanyahu gives a speech making the same point. And that night, Joe Biden chimes in as well. That it's outrageous. Everybody needs to condemn them. All these feminist organizations were kind of caught.